Animal Magic. Barry Clement sings the praises of dogs, cats, and other pet companions, and has a few words of warning too. Pets are good for older people. Psychologists are pretty unanimous on this. If you're feeling down, they can have a positive effect, especially for those of us who live alone. According to the Pet Health Council, just stroking a pet or watching fish swim can help us relax, reducing heart rate and blood pressure. Some argue it lowers the risk of a heart attack by decreasing cholesterol levels. The case for dogs, let's look at dogs first. Clearly, taking them for a walk not only helps to keep us fit, but creates more opportunity to meet other people. Many of us feel safer when we're walking or sharing our home with a dog, and they give us a reason to get out of bed. But, just like people, dogs can vary in temperament. My late dog, Jones, Battersea Dogs Home, was half Springer Spaniel, half Staffordshire Bull Terrier, we think, and 100% ornery critter, but his bark was considerably worse than his bite. In fact, he never bit anyone, or any dog come to that. Friends who came to stay brought two tiny dogs with them, and Jones just looked on mournfully as they commandeered his bed. I loved him to bits, but he was of independent disposition and required Olympian quantities of exercise. I certainly wouldn't have recommended him to an elderly person with mobility problems or someone who requires obsequious devotion. His predecessor, Harry, a beautiful golden retriever, was a different kettle of dog, a breed sometimes recommended for older people. He required daily exercise but less than the hyperactive Jones. Harry was gentle and affectionate, but he was on the large side and because of his shaggy coat, ponged a bit if you didn't hose him down regularly. Perhaps the short-haired Labrador might be a better option. So which breeds are seen as a good match for older people? Counterintuitively, greyhounds are thought to be among the best. Age UK describes them as deeply affectionate, a trait which in times past did not stop their owners putting them to sleep when their racing days were over. These days, strenuous attempts are made to rehome them, so it is not hard to acquire one. Forever Hound Trust, a charity dedicated to that, says, "Many retired greyhounds are wonderful companion animals for older people. They can be calm, gentle, and affectionate. They like to go out for a short walk once or twice a day but don't require a huge amount of exercise." Steve Owen, 70-year-old chair of the Southern West Highland White Terrier Club, extols the virtues of Westies, pointing out that they don't require a great deal of exercise if they have a garden to play in. Poodles are also suggested for older people. Majestic and fun-loving, according to Age UK, poodles are perfect for those with a little more energy, though as they come in three sizes, toy, miniature, and standard, they can be suitable for any size living space. The toy option is suggested for those with more severe mobility problems. As important as knowing which breeds make the best pets, it's worth knowing which to avoid. People should think very carefully before acquiring animals bred for odd body shapes, known as extreme conformation. It can negatively affect health and welfare, and present owners with big veterinary bills. Dachshund can be excellent companions, for instance, but they have been intensively bred and suffer a range of health problems because of their extremely long backs. The British Veterinary Association, BVA, says breeds with extreme features, such as brachycephalic, flat-faced, dogs, have grown in popularity but can suffer lifelong misery due to breathing difficulties. French bulldogs, recommended for older people by Age UK, are brachycephalic. Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, also recommended by Age UK, have been banned in Norway since 2022 due to concerns over their health, and US Animal Rights Body People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has labeled them one of the unhealthiest breeds, suffering from various genetic issues resulting from extensive inbreeding. The use of animals with extreme features in advertising and on social media normalizes these traits, reports the BVA's Voice of the Veterinary Profession survey, which found that 83% of vets were concerned about the inappropriate representation of animals in adverts. The association says prospective pet owners should speak to their vet for advice on potential health and welfare issues, and should use guides such as the Animal Welfare Foundation's puppy contract. The People's Dispensary for Sick Animals says that if you are determined to buy a pedigree dog, it's best to buy from a kennel club assured breeder. You could take potluck and enlist the services of a mongrel. They are by reputation cleverer than their purebred cousins, less prone to expensive illnesses, live longer and don't cost as much to buy. but you never know what you're going to get in terms of temperament and eventual size. Also, be aware that lots of breeds are described as intelligent. My dog Harry, lovely though he was, hardly amounted to Mensa material. Whatever type of dog you choose, they can be quite a tie. To a greater or lesser extent, they have to be fed, watered, exercised, groomed, and need company. If you go away, you would require the indulgence of friends, family, neighbors, or professional kennels. And as a general rule, beware the recommendations of enthusiasts for particular breeds or advice provided by artificial intelligence, which soaks up information from such sources. The case for cats. Much of the above applies to cats too, including the strictures on flat-faced breeds. Do the research. Energy levels and characteristics differ, but in general cats need less care than dogs, take their own exercise and are pretty laid back. Russian Blues, with their grey fur and piercing blue eyes, tend to be quiet but loving and are content with their own company. By reputation, the British Shorthair has an easygoing personality and is not overly active, while the Ragdoll, another undemanding cat, is known for being gentle and calm, though they need to be brushed regularly. While the Cat Fanciers Association extols the virtues of Scottish Folds, vet Sarah Elliott lists them among six breeds to avoid. On the Cats Protection website, she points out that they are bred to have folded ears, which causes abnormal bone and cartilage growth throughout their body and painful arthritis. Cats bred with short legs, such as the Munchkin, Bully, and Dwarf, have been bred to display characteristics of dwarfism, which can also lead to arthritis. Flat-faced cats such as Persians suffer similar problems to brachycephalic dogs, while hairless breeds such as Sphinx, Bully, and Dwarf suffer difficulties including keeping warm. Also on Elliot's no-go list are bobtail and Manx cats, which have very short tails or no tail at all. This is caused by a severe genetic defect that results in damage to the spine and nerves and painful arthritis at a young age, she says. If you're neither a cat nor a dog person, there are other options: hamsters, gerbils or guinea pigs, budgies or parrots, or a tank of fish, which, we are told, can soothe the furrowed brow, though reciprocal affection would be in limited supply. And there are other human beings, of course, but they can be attention-seeking and a tad unpredictable. Article ends.